You may be seated, and if you would, turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. My subject today, that we may boldly say. God has said some things that we may boldly say. Look at Hebrews 13 and 5. The writer said, let your manner of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And look at verse 6. He has said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do unto me. I want to pull two phrases out of those scriptures there and use them as a text today. For he has said that we may boldly say. For he has said that we may boldly say. See, this Bible right here, this is the book that changed the world. And this is the book that can change your world. I know it changed my world. Can I get a witness out there? Some of you, this book right here has changed your world. And God wants the Bible to come alive unto you. And he wants you to be a doer of the word. And he wants you to confess his word, because all his promises there, yes and amen. My subject today, that we may boldly say, let us pray. Father, thank you so much for the presence of your spirit. Thank you for that anointed singing and worship. Now, Lord, I ask you to touch these lips of clay. Lord, use me as a vessel today. Lord, let your word come out of me. Let my tongue be like that of the writer's pen. Lift the heavy burden, save the lost, deliver those that are struggling, heal those that are sick, and we praise you for your miracle working power. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Now, we make this confession every week, and we have made it for years. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. And I want to just pull from that statement, I have what it says I have. The Bible changed my life, and it can change anyone's life. Amen? But if you're going to live a life of victory, you'll have to find out what the Bible says about you, and you'll have to find out about your position in Jesus Christ. You know, there are good Christians in all churches and all denominations, and I thank God for every one of them. They are part of the body. If you are saved, you are in the family of God, and you're my brother or you're my sister. But not all churches and all people in the church know who they are in Christ, and not everyone knows what belongs to them as a child of God. Denominations and religion has taught that healing is not for today. They have taught that the gifts of the Spirit are not for today. And if you listen to what religion says and what some denominations teach, you will live a life of defeat. You know, when the church was first born, there was a pure river flowing, and it was full of power, and it was full of the blessings of God. But down through the years, men have sat down by the riverside, and they've put in their denominational teachings, and they've watered the gospel down. Well, your denomination may be right, and your denomination may be wrong. I'll tell you one thing, if it discounts the supernatural power of God, it's wrong, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. What was it that changed your life? See, we got to get all the way back to our roots, to where the church was first born in the fire of Pentecost. I love that song y'all were singing, hallelujah. But what was it that changed my life? What was it that changed your life? It was the supernatural power of the living God. Just look around this place right here. Marriages have been healed. Bodies have been healed. Drug addicts have been set free. Alcoholics are free. Hallelujah. Prosperity has come to so many here. And others, they put down the booze and they picked up the Bible, and now they are a witness for the true and the living God. Somebody go on and praise him. There are people that are living in victory today instead of defeat because of the word of the living God. And the Bible says, if you are a doer of the word, you shall prosper and be blessed. You'll be blessed of your deeds. Amen? Don't listen to what the carnal mind says. Don't listen to what the devil says. But believe what God says. When God says something, God said it because God means it. God made you, and God knows more about you than you know about yourself. I think about my own life and how I was walking in defeat, and I realized what I had done wasn't working. So I know if that doesn't work, I better do what God said. And so I said, I'll just try it God's way. And God has blessed me so much, and God is blessing those that are walking in the light of his word, and he will always do that. Amen. So we're talking about more than just being a carnal Christian. We're talking about walking with the Most High God. We're talking about the word coming alive in you. So we're talking about the power of confessing who you are in Christ. He has said that we may boldly say, hallelujah. See, when we use the word confess, most of us, we think about confessing our sins. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, God, please forgive me. Oh, God, I've made such a mess of my life. See, that word confess, it means much, much more than that. The word confess means to say the same thing as. It means to agree with. Hallelujah. So when you confess the word of God, you say the same thing about yourself that God's word says about you. When you confess the word of God, you are simply saying, God, I agree with your word. I agree with you, God. I may not feel like it, but if God said it, I'm going to say it also. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he has said, and all the great promises of God, God said them. All the great blessings of God, God said them. All the great statements of God, God said them. The Bible says he hath said. Hallelujah. Well, let me ask you a question. Why did he say them? Did he say them so you would not believe them? Did he say them so you would not confess them? Why did he say them? Well, it tells you why in my text. He has said that we may boldly say. What are you saying? What are you talking about? The Bible says, and Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What are you putting into your heart? What are you putting into your inner man, the spirit man, the one that came alive unto God? Hallelujah. God has said these things about you so you may boldly say the same thing and confess the same thing that God has said about you. You know, I thought about the Lord. Did you know that he has more confidence in you than you have in yourself? God sees more in you, and we need to get a picture of what God sees in us. Some people, they look at a drug addict, and they say, no hope, no hope, no hope. God looks at the same person and says, I see a preacher. You know, Moses, he comes off the mountaintop. He's got the Ten Commandments, and Aaron has made a golden calf, and Moses looks at him, and he says, an idol worshiper. God looked at the same man and said, I see a high priest. Amen. Hallelujah. Gideon was hiding from the Midianites behind the wine press. He was threshing out a little wheat so he could feed his family. He was shaking in his boots when the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, Hail, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon looks around. He said, who in the world is he talking to? Said, I'm the only one here. Why, I'm afraid. I'm in hiding. I'm trying to get a little wheat to feed my family. Who in the world is he talking to? He said, my family is the poorest family in all the tribe, and I'm the least in my family. He looked at himself. He said, he saw himself as someone who was afraid. He saw himself as someone that was defeated, but God called him a mighty man of valor. Somebody go and praise God. Glory to God. We are what God said we are, and we can do what God said we can do. I said, this is my Bible. Say it with me. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Now, I want you to watch this very principle that I'm preaching right now. I want you to watch it unfold in the life of Jesus. Watch it now. He's baptized in the Jordan River. He comes up out of the water, and the heavens blast wide open. The Holy Ghost descends upon him in the form of a dove. The Father speaks and says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately, Jesus is driven into the wilderness by the Spirit to face his arch rival, the devil. He defeats him with the word of God. He returns to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And as was his custom, he goes to church on the Sabbath. Hallelujah. He picks up the scroll of Isaiah and he boldly began to say what God had said about him. What did God say? Look at Luke 4:18. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Jesus boldly said what God had said about him. Jesus confessed, "I am who God said I am, and I can do what God said I can do." And he went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and disease among the people. Somebody go and praise God. If Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, said what the word said about him, hallelujah, we ought to open our mouth and be talking God talk. I said you ought to be talking what God says about you. Words, words, words. What can words do? You can find them in the newspaper. You can find them in text messages. You can find them everywhere. You find the same words in this Bible. But those words are dead words. These words are living words. This is the living word of God. It's alive and powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword. It splits soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Goes right down, knows the thought and intent of your heart. I preach sometimes, people say, "Why, you were preaching right to me. You knew what I was doing. I didn't know a thing about what you were doing." The Holy Ghost knew. And the Holy Ghost began to speak through these lips of clay. And he began to talk to you. And when he talked to you, you said, "Oh God, my heart is open. My heart is bowed through the all-seeing eye of God." See, the eyes of the Lord, they run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. Let me ask you a question. How did you get saved? Well, we all began our Christian life with the right confession. We had to agree with God in order to get saved and become a Christian. I had to agree with God when he said, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." I had to agree with God when he said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all." I had to agree with God that I was guilty, I was ungodly, I was a sinner, I was lost, and I was on my way to a devil's hell, and I knew it. Yes, I did. I had to agree with God, and I said, "God, you're right. God, you're right. I'm wrong. I need to be saved." And then I made the great confession that brings salvation. The Bible says, if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and rose again the third day, if you believe that in your heart and confess it with your mouth, you shall be saved. I believed it, I confessed it, and praise God, I boldly said, "I'm saved. I'm born again. I've come out of darkness. I'm a new creature in Christ." Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says that you got to confess it. You know, I thought about it. While the stain of sin was still on my breath, I said, "I'm saved." Oh. All of a sudden, the whole world started singing. I could hear the trees clapping their hands and praising God. The mountains were praising God. The hills skipped like rams and say, "Glory to God in the highest." Hallelujah. Everything changed by one simple confession of faith. I said, "God, I'm lost and I need to be saved. Wash me in the blood. Cleanse me from all sin. I receive you." Hallelujah. And I was born again. Go on, praise God. That's exactly what happened to you. Hallelujah. See, when it happened, I just agreed with God, and I boldly said, "I'm saved." Now, that's how we got started. But today, I want to give you five confessions that belong to you if you belong to Jesus Christ. They don't belong to you just because you belong to the church. They don't belong to you just because you belong to a denomination. These are five things that belong to you if you are a child of God. Confession number one. I have been made alive in my spirit. Say it with me. I have been made alive in my spirit. Look at Ephesians 2:1. And you hath he quickened or made alive, which were dead in trespasses and sin. Where in times past you walked according to this course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our manner of life in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. I love verse 4. But God. Woo! Somebody say, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath he made us alive together with Christ. Hallelujah. You have been made alive in your spirit. The blood was applied. Hallelujah. And the blood still has that saving power. The blood still has that sanctifying, cleansing power. The blood still has that miracle healing power. The blood, praise God, it will bring you out when nothing else will. Thank God for the blood. You need to realize that God sees you as spirit, soul, and body. We are a spirit living inside a body. The real you is inside of your body, and the real you is born again, and you've got God's life in you. You had spiritual death in you. I had spiritual death in me. But once you get saved, how does God see us? He says, you have my spirit in you. He says, you have eternal life in you. He said, you have been made alive in Christ Jesus. You see, Jesus didn't come just to make bad people good. He came to make dead people live. Woo! Glory to God. I said he didn't come to make bad people good. He come to make dead people live. Come on and let's stand. Give Jesus a standing ovation. Glory to God. I'm alive. I'm alive. Praise God. I didn't get religion. No, you didn't get religion. We got eternal life. And hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory, glory, glory. Our inner man became alive when we accepted Jesus Christ. And immediately we began to hunger and thirst after things of God. So now we're dead to the world and we're alive unto God. Confession number 2. I am a new creation, a new creature in Christ. Look at that. Say it. I am a new creature in Christ. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, once you are saved, that's how God sees you. You are a new creation, and according to God, as God looks at you, old things are passed away, and all things have become new. You are a new creation. Amen. You're not half bad and half good. No. No, you are a spirit being living in a body, and your spirit has been made alive unto God. You may not understand what happened. You may need more revelation about being a new creation in Christ. Sin, but you got to know that sin no longer has dominion over you. You may not understand what belongs to you. You may still be struggling with the sanctification process. But God said you are a new creation in Christ, so that you may boldly say, I am a new creation in Christ. Say it. I am a new creation in Christ. You may still be struggling, but God sees you as a new creation. This revelation is all found in the Pauline epistle. Look at Ephesians 1:18. Paul said, I pray that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Look at this. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, hallelujah, set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Say it with me. Jesus, 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 I am what you said I am. I have what you said I have. I can do what you said I can do. Hallelujah. You see, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It does not just tell about salvation. It is the power of God unto salvation. And now that miracle working power is resident inside of you. That power doesn't just stop with salvation, but it's toward us, setting us free from strongholds and from evil habits. It is the sanctifying power of God that destroys the yoke. It is the sanctifying power of God that breaks every chain. Glory, let the chains fall. Jesus is a chain breaker, and you don't have to be bound by anything. You are what God said you are. You have what God said you have. And I'm preaching along this line so your eyes can be enlightened. As Paul said, I pray that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, that you may know, that you may know, that you may know. Go on and praise God. Hallelujah. Paul said, knowing this, that the old man of sin is crucified with him. Why, Paul? That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Look at Romans 6 and 6. Knowing this, Romans 6 and 6, you got to know it. Knowing this, that the old man of sin is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Why not? Because he that is dead is free from sin. Oh, I used to preach this at the old campus there. They had dead people next door. I said, you could go over there and you take a cigarette and blow it in their face. Wouldn't affect them at all. Take a joint and blow it in their face. Wouldn't move them a bit. You could pour liquor all over them. They wouldn't move at all. Why wouldn't they move? They were dead. And you got to know that when you got born again, you died to the things. Woo! Glory! Glory to God. It makes me want to run through the troop and leap over the wall. I get so happy when I think about what he's done for me. Hallelujah. And we run in this place if you feel like running. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're dead to sin. We're new creations in Christ. We are alive unto God. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. What passed away? The dominion of sin and the desire for the things of this world. You may not have realized all that belongs to you, but Jesus has redeemed you and Jesus has made you more than a conqueror. He said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. I saw that little phrase, follow me and I'll make you. I said, woo, that's what I need. I need a makeover. Hallelujah. I mean, I need it all. Glory to God. I don't know where you were when the Lord saved you, but I know where I was. I don't know what he did for you, but I know what he did for me. People said he won't be shouting after 6 months. He'll cool down like the rest of us. Oh, glory to God. I'm just getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And the more I seek him, the more I want him. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Draw nigh to God. God will draw nigh to you. Glory to God. You have become a new creation in Christ. Listen to me. You may not realize it yet, but you are the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You may not realize all that belongs to you, but Jesus has redeemed you. Spirit, soul, and body, you belong to him, bought with a price. You are what God said you are. You have what God said you have. You have his blood. You have his word. You have his nature. You have his name. You have his spirit. You have his life. You have his power. You have his authority. Glory to God. He has said so that we may boldly say, all things are passed away. All things. Say it with me. All things have become new. Say it. All things are passed away. All things have become new. What does all mean in the Greek? What does all mean in the Hebrew? What does all mean in the English? I think it means all. All things have become new. Hallelujah. Now, look at Romans 5:17. I preached an entire series on this. How to rule and reign in life through Christ Jesus. Look at Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense, he's talking about Adam, death reigned by one. I love this. Much more. Say that. Much more. They which have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are kings and priests unto God, and we are to rule, we are to reign in this life, and we are to master all of life. in the book of Revelation, says he hath made us kings and priests unto God. Well, if he hath done it, it's past tense. It's already happened. He has made us. We're his workmanship, but he has made us kings and priests. Oh, he's working on us. Hallelujah. But we are kings and priests. The victory that Jesus Christ gained at Calvary, it has been laid to your account. And that's why we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. You may be thinking, well, Pastor, I just don't feel like that. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter whether you feel that, like that or not. God says you are a new creation. So agree with God. Hallelujah. Agree with God. The Bible says you are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Good works don't save you. When you get saved, you want to do good. You want to act right. You want to go to the right places. You want to be with the body of Christ. You want to be in church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You are a new creature, and you're hungry and you're thirsting to know him. Paul said, oh, that I may know him, that I may know him. That's his quest, in the fellowship of his suffering and the power of his resurrection. He said, I want to know him. At his last letter he writes, 2 Timothy, he said, I know him. I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Hallelujah. Agree with God. The Bible says he has said that we may boldly say. And that's the reason you can lift your head. That's the reason you can smile. That's the reason you can walk through the fire, walk through the flood, walk through a hat full of devils and shout the victory coming out the other side, saying, glory, 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 I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Halabuhoshataya ramokosha, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Goodness and mercy, they're on my trail. They follow me everywhere I go. Just can't get away from them. Glory to God. Goodness and mercy. Say it. Goodness and mercy. They're on my trail. They're following me everywhere I go. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Amen. You're a new creation in Christ. You have God's life in you. That's why God causes you to triumph. You are who God said you are. You can do what God said you can do. Number three, I am delivered from the power of darkness. I love that. Say it. I am delivered from the power of darkness. Say it again. I am delivered from the, say it with boldness. I am delivered from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. You know, it's a happy day when you realize all that the Lord has delivered you from. It's a happy day when you know that the powers of darkness, that they have no hold on you, and you've given power over all the works of darkness. Look at this. Paul, I love his revelation. Colossians 1 and 12 says, giving thanks to the Father, which has made us meet, or made us worthy, or has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. I was held in sin. He picked me up, translated me out of that kingdom of darkness, set me down and set you down in the kingdom of light. Go on and praise him. You are a child of light. He has said it so we may boldly say it. I'm not going to be delivered. I am delivered. Say it. I'm not going to be delivered. I am delivered. You say, well, that sounds like arrogance. No, it's just agreeing with God's word. God said, I've been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness, and I agree with God. God said, I'm in the kingdom of his dear Son, and I agree with God. That's not arrogance. That's not pride. That's just good sense to agree with God. Hallelujah. God said so that we may boldly say, I am delivered. It does not matter how many battles I have to fight. I am delivered. It does not matter how many problems come my way. My confession is, Satan, I am delivered from your power. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I have authority over you. You have to obey me. When I say go, you have no choice. The blood of Jesus Christ declares my victory. I am who God said I am. I have what God said I have. I am, hallelujah, more than a conqueror. You have the power of God working in you. And the authority to use the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You just got to wake up. Don't ever miss a service here. I've been preaching along this line since last year. God just quickened my spirit. You know, Peter said these things that Paul preaches, there's some hard things to understand. It's hard to understand some of this stuff that I'm preaching. But I asked the Holy Ghost, I said, I want you to make it come alive. When it comes out of my mouth, shakaburisha, I want it to come alive. I want to not hit somebody in the head. I want to hit them right in the heart, in the inner man, so they can receive. Peter said, you can't understand some of the things that he writes. Well, his revelation, he was caught up in the third heaven. He was shown some great things. And you will not find these things in the Gospels. You'll find out how to get saved there. You'll find out in the Pauline epistles who you are in Christ and what belongs to you. And the devil said, they can't take it. They can't take it. I told my daddy years ago about a revelation that God had given me. He said, son, you've got something there from God. I don't know how you'll preach it. And I got alone. I said, God, how am I going to preach it? How can I preach that to people? I take people to revivals with me. And one boy said, I see it. I see what you've been preaching all along. Tonight I saw it and I saw it clearly. And I preached to him and preached to him and preached to him. I said, God, how can people get it? He said, like you got it, one spoonful at a time. How to eat an elephant, one bite at a time. How to eat the word of God, one scripture at a time. Jeremiah said, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me. The joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Go on, praise God that you're called. Hallelujah. Confession number four. I am blessed and I cannot be cursed. Say it. I am blessed and I cannot be cursed. Look at Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. Why? That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through faith. So I just agree with God. It may not look like I'm blessed to you. You may not think I'm blessed, but I agree with God. I am blessed and I cannot be cursed. That's why we make that confession of faith over and over again in this church. Say it with me. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Say it again. I am blessed and highly favored of God. One more time. I am blessed and highly favored of God. You know, a lot of people that come from the islands and from Africa and from other places in the world, they think they got curses on them and hexes on them and all of that stuff. And they live in fear. And they never realize that the greater one lives in them and the power that they have over all the power of the devil. Now listen to me and listen very carefully. If you've got Jesus, you are blessed and you cannot be cursed. If you've got Jesus, you are blessed and you cannot be cursed. I even had one individual at the Old Testament. They said, I curse you. And then they went on to say, this place will close within a year. Well, in 1 year, praise God, we had a new campus. I was working on getting the thing restored. Thank God for all the work that went into it and the people that worked so hard to make it happen. 1 year later, we're sitting working on a new church. Then we moved to that new church. We are a growing church. Look, put our vision statement up there. Westmoreland, a loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Say it with me. A loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Glory to God. I'm blessed and I cannot be cursed. I told that person, I said, you can't curse me because I'm blessed and highly favored of God. I said, Balaam couldn't curse God's people either. And you can't curse me because you cannot curse what God has already blessed. And I'm blessed going out and I'm blessed coming in. I am blessed, 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 blessed. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. You can put a pin in a doll, but you can't curse me. You can try to send a hex my way, but you can't do it. It'll run off my back like water off of a duck's back. You can curse me, but I tell you something, you can't do it because all you can do is say some words because I agree with God. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in everything I put my hands on. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in the fruit of my body. I'm blessed in the fruit of my ground. I'm blessed with plenty. I'm blessed with increase. Hallelujah. I am blessed, and the Lord shall cause my enemies which rise up against me to be smitten and flee seven ways. Go on, praise God. That's not arrogance, my friend. That's just agreeing with what God says. I said, that's not arrogance. That's just agreeing with what God says. Some carnal Christians, they walk around. They don't want you to ever have anything. But they can't stop you if you'll seek God. I tell you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added in you. Everything that you need, it has a spiritual foundation. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Shout it with me, church. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Say it again. I am blessed and highly favored of God. One more time. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Confession number 5. I am more than a conqueror. Look at Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. More than conquerors. For I am persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Shout it. I am more than a conqueror. Say it again. I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I give you power and authority over all the demon forces. He said, in my name you shall cast out devils, drive out devils. He said it so I may boldly say it. Woo! Hallelujah. You're more than a conqueror. God always causes you to triumph in Christ. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Hallelujah. He has said that we may boldly say, I am what He said I am. I have what He said I have. Hallelujah. And the reason I preach like this is so you'll stand up to the devil. Woo! And so you will resist him, and the devil will flee from you. He has said that we may boldly say. You are who God said you are, Pastor Ricky. You can do what God says you can do. And God wants you to master all of life. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for revelational knowledge. As Paul prayed, Lord, open the eyes of our understanding, that we all may know the hope of the calling, the riches of the glory of our inheritance in the saints. Lord, you said that we're healed, so we can boldly say we're healed. You said that we're blessed, so we can boldly say that we're blessed. You said, I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospered. So we can boldly say, I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am in good health. By His stripes, I am healed. I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. And I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. He has said that we may boldly say. Pastor Ricky.
This is how I fight my battles.
Let's come
battles.
To the altar. Let's talk to our God. Come on, bring your burdens to the Lord.
This is how
say
I
what
fight
God
my
sees.
Battles.
Lay all those bad habits down. Lay down the hurts of the past.
This is how I fight
receive
my
receive fresh
battles.
Grace. Receive fresh revelation. Receive fresh anointing.
This is
hallelujah.
How I fight
that's how you
battles.
Fight your battles. You take the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. You boldly say it.
This is
hallelujah.
How I fight my
glory
battles.
That word. Sword of the Spirit. It means to say it twice.
This is
that's
how
exactly
I fight
what it says.
Battle.
It's a sharp, two-edged sword. When God says it,
it may
then
look,
you say it. He said it,
it
so you can boldly
like
say
I'm
it.
So
glory.
But I'm so
hallelujah.
By
glory.
You.
We love you, Lord.
It may
we
look
praise
like
you for your
I'm
word. We praise you that your word is living. It's a powerful, powerful word. We just agree with you, God.
This is how I fight my battles. Oh,